Hey guys, this is Michael Kubilas, and today I will be your host in this Just Stim It podcast. And yeah, kind of nervous and excited at the same time, because this is my first time, so. Hey, my segment for today is all about my experience as an stimmin. Since mid-January, and there were lots of ups and downs. Oh, ups and downs, but more on downs than ups. Oh, man. So let's start with my first month. So, in my first month in stimming, man, in my experience, it was a very, very weak start, and it was very hard for me to learn about Stimit when I was starting, not knowing all the taggings and some contents that I must write. Yeah, but actually I'm not a good English writer, or let's say a good English speaker actually, so I had learned it when I joined Stimit. So in that first month, I thought that if I post something, I will have money instantly. I mean, upvotes. And automatically. But nope. And I had misunderstood myself about it. And I thought it would be like that. So I challenged myself to learn all about Stimit by exploring it. Yeah. And to all of the newbies out there, you know, explore first. And learn it, and don't waste your time in just yeah, man, upvote me, and I'll upvote you. It seems like you're studying in high school and in college, man. If you don't know the lesson, the teacher will teach you, and after the teacher will teach you who teaches you the lesson, yeah, you'll know what to do. So, let's go back here, and in my introductions, I was just, hey, I will introduce myself, and I thought that I would have a lot of upvotes, and when I did it, man, I was just like, what the F, what happened? I keep asking myself, what did I do wrong? Did I wrote something wrong about my introductions, or something that anyone wouldn't like it? I didn't have any upvotes, man. I had upvotes, but you know, 6 upvotes, 0.20 SBD dollars. Can you imagine that, guys? And I was just not annoyed that day. And well, so the next is the thing that I knew was this mutant. I still know this bot here called Cheetah. And man, this is kind of funny, man. I'd post it because, oh no, man, guys, I don't know what to post that day, and I had an idea of posting something from Google. I posted something that time about Siam Paragon in Bangkok, man, the central city in Thailand. Yeah, I'm living here. Okay, so not knowing that this superbot, yeah, I call it superbot, would know that I only got this post at Google. Man, this thing, or this guy, or let's say this bot is a man, genius. Hey, to all newbies out there, guys, man, write your original contents. Don't try to copy any contents from Google, or else Cheetah, the superbot, will come to you. Yeah, and to all of the newbies out there, it doesn't matter if you write in English, mistakenly, or let's say the grammar or something, because no, nobody's perfect, even me. I wrote, oh, till now, I'm writing with the wrong grammar sometimes, or let's say often, but you know, it's just me. I'm just being me. Next is that this is the funny thing. I posted something stupid, or let's say a shit post, same at that time in my first month, and I posted that. Where are you from? I want to know what's your name and your country. What the F, man? I can't imagine that I posted something like this. I was thinking that time that I will never use my Steam account and I will stop posting anymore because I wasn't able to have money that time, but man, I was wrong. Don't post shit posts, guys, and keep on writing in this platform, man. Listen to me. In this platform, I learned that we must be patient on what we are doing and what we will do. We must keep on going and you know, think about good articles that we must write, that you know, that we would do to post or to share in this platform, man. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. And days came by, and I was starting to know a little bit about Steemit, and I wrote some original contents of mine. But instead of having good, what you say, good comments or upvotes, you know, I noticed something that when I post some articles that I made, I had tagged wrong tags, you know. And you guys, newbies out there, you must. We have five tags that we must use, and all of you guys must learn about it. You know, most of the Steemit users didn't actually see my post when I posted about that. So, yeah, again, for all of the newbies out there, learn how to use tagging so that you will not be, you know, same as me. Lesson learned again. Oh, hey, so lastly, for my last message to all of the newbies out there, like me, until now, I think I'm still a newbie or a beginner. Okay, first is be patient, be patient, guys, and even though no one's not noticing our posts. More importantly is you did it by yourself. You wrote it. And the day will come and the blessings will come to you. So be patient. And the second is think positive. Always think positive. All what you do or what you will do in the future, even though if it's in Steemit or outside Steemit, man, think positive. And third is be true to yourself. Be true to yourself by not doing same like others, you know. You must have an original mind. Do what you want to do and be yourself. The fourth is don't lose hope. Don't lose hope about the thing that you've done or you will do, and work it out and everything will be okay. And the fifth is show your talent, man. It's not all about English writing, or it doesn't matter if you're not a good English speaker or an English writer, same like me. And now what I'm doing is I'm showing my talent, man. Even though I'm not, you know, I'm not a good English speaker, but I can do it. And lastly is yeah, show them what you've got. And now I'm showing you guys what I got by sharing this experience of mine in my first month here in Stimmit. And I'm not shy about it. I don't feel embarrassed, you know. I'm just being myself. Yeah. And that's it, guys. And show them what you've got and steam on. And again, all of the newbies out there, again, be patient, think positive, be true to yourself, don't lose hope, show your talent, and show them what you've got, and steam it on. Yeah, just steam it, and everything will be okay. So, that's it for today, guys, and all of the newbies out there, I hope that you understand me, or if I speak, or if I, you know, if I speak in English in a wrong sentence or wrong grammar, but it's okay. Hope you understand me, guys. So, see you guys again on my next segment, and steam on, guys. Rock.
What is steaming, everyone? Kelly Ju is here with you, and I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to Michael Cabiles for doing this segment for Just Steam It. Now, as you guys know, we are looking for hosts, and if you like what you're hearing and you'd like to host your own little segment here on the podcast and get published to every major network out there, then please follow us on juststeamit.com and also on steamit.com/@juststeamit.com. That's a lot of dot coms. Anyways, Michael, thank you so much for doing this segment. I really enjoyed it. And yes, when you're starting out, things can be a little tricky, deceiving. But if you keep at it, you will reap the rewards. Keep that in mind. For all you guys that are just starting out with Steam It, Michael's a great person to follow because he's been through the school and graduated from steamit.com, and now his blog is looking neat and nice, and you could definitely learn a thing or two from him. So make sure you follow this guy. You won't regret it. You want to have people like Michael in your network, okay? So we'll see you, or... Nah, we can't see you. We'll talk to you in the next episode of JustSteamIt.com. Subscribe. Peace out, guys.